speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Let me read to you just a moment from Romans 6, verse 16, where the Apostle Paul said, "Know you not, or don't you know, that to whom you present yourselves as servants unto obedience, is servants ye are whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked, that whereas ye were the servants of sin, ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered unto you, and being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Now it's true that servants have distinguishing characteristics, isn't it? And the loyal servant of Christ certainly has his. Let's now notice some of those distinct traits of a faithful follower of Jesus Christ. Are you a faithful follower of Jesus Christ? Well, it depends on whether or not you have the marks of a servant in the Lord. You know, as the Apostle Paul noted, a servant of Christ is obedient. People today sometimes desperately need the attitude of young Samuel. You know, when the Lord called out Samuel, he said, "Speak thou, for thy servant heareth." And God speaks to all who will listen to him today, of course, through his son, Hebrews 1:2. And that son preaches the gospel to us. He's been given all authority, Matthew 28:18. "And so if a man love me," he said, "he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we'll come unto him and make our abode with him." John 14 and verse 23. So a servant of Christ is one that's obedient to the gospel of Christ. He is one in whom the gospel reigns in his heart. You know, Christ has clearly stated that his sheep will hear his voice and will follow him and will follow no other, John 10 records for us. So even though the world beckons, an obedient servant will not follow the voice of a stranger, as John 10:5 says. Christians today sorely need to be the response to God as he desires them to be and to be his people, as it was during the days of Joshua. In Joshua 24:24, it said, "And the people said unto Joshua, Jehovah our God we serve, and unto his voice we will hearken." My friend, now are you a servant of the Lord? Have you obeyed the gospel of Christ? Second of all, a servant of Christ will be diligent in all that he does. You know, this is one of the marks of a child of God. The wise man admonished in Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10, "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in Sheol, whither thou goest." Jeremiah warned his people, you recall, in Jeremiah 48:10, "Cursed is he that doeth the work of Jehovah negligently." Well, here we find the servant of the Lord should not be negligent, should he? You know, the word diligence means to use speed. That is, to make every effort, to be prompt and earnest, according to Strong. So we must remember the lesson taught about the one who was afraid and hid his talent. You remember in Matthew 25, the one talent man, he said, "Lord, I was afraid, and I went and hid my talent, and now I'm just going to give it back to you." But the Lord said he was a wicked and slothful servant. So we don't want to be in that category, do we? A lack of diligence contributed to him being called an unprofitable servant. So the two things that we have noticed thus far, a servant is obedient and a servant is diligent in all that he does. But then third of all, the Lord's servant will preserve. Now, a Christian should not question the work that the Lord would have him to do in this kingdom. An Old Testament text illustrates that point beautifully. You know, Elijah sent his servant seven times with the instruction each time, "Go up now and look toward the sea." 1 Kings 18 and verse 42. And six times the answer was the same. "There is nothing," verse 42. The servant didn't murmur nor complain at being told to go back time and time again. And you know, the seventh time he went to look, he replied to Elijah in 1 Kings 18:44, "Behold, there ariseth a cloud out of the sea, as small as a man's hand." Now it had not rained for 3 years or more, and now it is going to rain because God said it would. You know, we learn a most valuable lesson here. It was not the servant's place to make the cloud, nor to grow weary of repeating the task that he was bid to do. The servant's duty was to go and look. Now, how often we grow weary and discouraged, do we not? Because we don't see the progress that we think we ought to see. Well, the admonition here of the Apostle Paul is surely needful by all followers of Christ. You recall in Galatians 6:9 also he said, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not." And that certainly is true, is it not? Let us never fail to be faithful laborers in the Lord's church. And this week during our gospel meeting, what a wonderful time we have an opportunity to serve the Lord as we should. We want men to obey if they've not done so. We want them to be diligent so that they may be saved at last. And we don't want them to give over weakened or tired or fainting in their work. We want them to be preservative. And that Christians ought to do. But then another mark of a true servant of God is that he will be faithful. Now, God does not measure success in the way that we do. You know, man measures success in a different way from God. It's required, says 1 Corinthians 4:2, that the Lord's steward be found faithful. Now, a steward, you know, is one who handles the affairs of another. And here is the Lord's steward. That's what we all are. We're servants of the Lord. And we are to be found faithful. You know, if we always serve Him in the with a perfect heart and willing mind, as 1 Chronicles 28:9 says, then we'll be considered a success according to God's way of reckoning. Oh, we may not have been in the schools that men have made. We may not meet all of man's thinking about what we ought to be or ought to do. But if we please the Lord, my friends, that's really all that matters, isn't it? I wonder today, are you pleasing the Lord because you're faithful to His Word, unmovable, always dependable? You know, men may consider us to be a miserable failure, but loyal obedience to the inspired pattern is what counts with God. And after all, isn't that all that matters? If we are pleasing unto God, it doesn't matter what men say of us, does it? It doesn't matter how they judge us. We're going to be judged by God in the last great day. So let us remember that one may plant and another may water, but it is always God that gives the increase, 1 Corinthians 3:6. And next of all, a servant of Christ will always be courageous. You know, courage is a very, very important thing. Moses demonstrated outstanding courage when he boldly demanded that Pharaoh let the children of Israel go and worship God, take their possessions and leave the land. He was very bold in all of that. His authority was, "The I Am hath sent me unto you," Exodus 3 and verse 14. If a servant goes forth in his own name, he has cause to tremble, doesn't he? But a servant who goes forth with a "Thus saith the Lord," he has no reason to fear. He's on the Lord's side. The Lord is his helper. The Lord is his worker together in this work. And soldiers of the cross must not manifest a spirit of fearfulness. You know, that's what's said in 2 Timothy 1:7. Doing the Lord's will. That ought to always be our uppermost thought in our mind. And let us gladly say, as Hebrews 13:6 records, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me."